This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans 10:8 that the word is nigh thee, even in your heart, in your mouth is the word of faith, which I preach. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised you from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's the gospel. That's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15:3. The Apostle Paul says he declares unto them, the Corinthians, how that Jesus died by our sins according to Scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. Romans 1:16. Paul writes, he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, the Jew first and also to the Greek. Jesus went into the synagogue, and as it were his custom, they handed him the book to read from. And he read from Luke chapter 4, read from Isaiah, as recorded in Luke 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, preach the gospel to the poor, preach deliverance to the captives, preach recovering of sight to the blind, heal the brokenhearted, set at liberty them that are bruised. He said that was the acceptable year of the Lord. That's where we live. We want to continue on with the Constitution. We're Amendment, what are we? Amendment 19, passed by Congress June 4th, 1919, ratified August 18, 1920. The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate registration. Amendment 20, passed by Congress, March 2nd, 1932, ratified January 23rd, 1933. Note, Article 1, Section 4 of the Constitution was modified by Section 2 of this amendment. In addition, a portion of the 12th Amendment was superseded by Section 3, Section 1. Terms of the President and the Vice President shall end at noon on the 20th day of January, and the terms of Senators and Representatives at noon on the third day of January of the years in which such terms would have ended. If this article had not been ratified, and the terms of their successors shall then begin. Section 2, the Congress shall assemble at least once in every year, and such meeting shall begin at noon on the third day of January, unless they shall by law appoint a different day. Section 3, if at the time fixed for the beginning of the term of the President-elect shall have died, the Vice President-elect shall become President. If a President shall not have been chosen before the time fixed for the beginning of his term, or if the President-elect shall have failed to qualify, then the Vice President-elect shall act as president shall act as president until the president shall have qualified and the Congress may by law provide for the case wherein neither a president elect nor a vice president shall have qualified, declaring who shall then act as president on the matter in which one is to act shall be selected, and such person shall act accordingly till the president or vice president shall have qualified. Section 4. The Congress may, by law, provide for the case of the death of any of the persons from whom the House of Representatives may choose a president whenever the right of choice shall have devolved upon them, and for the case of the death of any of the persons from whom the Senate may choose a vice president, whenever the right of the choice shall have devolved upon them. Section 5. Sections 1 and 2 shall take effect on the 15th day of October following the ratification of this article. Section 6. This article shall be inoperative unless it shall have been ratified as an amendment to the Constitution by the legislatures of 3/4 of the several states within 7 years of the date of its submission. Amendment 21, passed by Congress February 20, 1933, ratified December 5, 1933. Section 1, the 18th article of the amendment to the Constitution of the United States is hereby repealed. Section 2, the transportation or importation into any state, territory, or possession of the United States for delivery or use therein of intoxicating liquors in violation of the laws thereof is hereby prohibited. Section 3. This article shall be inoperative unless it shall have been ratified as an amendment to the Constitution by conventions in the several states as provided in the Constitution within 7 years from the date of the submission hereof to the states by the Congress. Amendment 22, passed by Congress March 21, 1947, ratified February 27, 1951. Section 1. No person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice. I remember this well. And no person has held the office of president, and I remember the reason, or acted as president for more than 2 years of a term to which some other person was elected president shall be elected to the office of president more than once, but this article shall not apply to any person holding the office of president when this article was proposed by Congress, and shall not prevent any person who may be holding the office of president or acting as president during the term within which this article becomes operative from holding the office of president or acting as president during the remainder of such term. Section 2. This article shall be inoperative unless it shall have been ratified as an amendment to the Constitution by the legislatures of 3/4 of the several states within 7 years from the date of its submission to the states by the Congress. Amendment 23, passed by Congress June 16, 1960, ratified March 29, 1961, section 1, the district constituting the seat of government of the United States shall appoint in such manner as Congress may direct a number of electors, a president and vice president, equal to the whole number of senators and representatives in Congress to which the district would be entitled if it were a state, but in no event more than the least a populous state they shall be, in addition to those appointed by the states, but they shall be considered for the purposes of the election of president and vice president to be electors appointed by a state, and they shall meet in the district and perform such duties as provided by the 12th Article of Amendment. Section 2. The Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Amendment 24, passed by Congress, August 27, 1962, ratified January 23, 1964, section 1, the right of citizens of the United States to vote in any primary or other election for president or vice president, for electors for president, for vice president, or for senator or representative in Congress shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state by reason of failure to pay poll tax or other tax. Section 2. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Amendment 25. Passed by Congress July 6, 1965. Ratified February 10, 1967. Note, Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution was affected by the 25th Amendment, Section 1, in case of the removal of the President from office or of his death or resignation, the Vice President should become President. Section 2. Whenever there is a vacancy in the office of the Vice President, the President shall nominate a Vice President who shall not take office upon confirmation by majority vote of both houses of Congress. Section 3. Whenever the President transmits to the President pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives his written declaration that he is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office until he transmits to them a written declaration to the contrary, such powers and duties shall be discharged by the Vice President as acting President. Section 4. Whenever the Vice President and a majority among the principal officers of the executive departments or of such other bodies as Congress may by law provide, transmit to the President pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives their written declaration that the President is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the Vice President shall immediately assume the powers and duties of the office as acting President. Thereafter, when the President transmits to the President pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives his written declaration that no inability exists, he shall resume the powers and duties of his office unless the Vice President had a majority of either the principal officers of the executive department or of such other body as Congress may by law provide, transmit within 4 days to the President pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives their written declaration that the President is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. Thereupon, Congress shall decide the issue, assembling within 48 hours for that purpose, if not in session. If the Congress within 21 days after receipt of the letter written declaration, or if Congress is not in session within 21 days after Congress is required to assemble, determining by 2/3 vote of both houses that the President is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the Vice President shall continue to discharge the same as acting President. Otherwise, the President shall assume the powers and duties of his office. Amendment 26, passed by Congress March 23, 1971, ratified July 1, 1971. Note, Amendment 14, Action 2 of the Constitution was modified by Section 1 of the 26th Amendment. Section 1, the right of citizens of the United States who are 18 years of age or older to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of age. Section 2, the Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Amendment 27, originally proposed September 25, 1789, ratified May 7, 1992. No law bearing the compensation for the services of the senators and representatives shall take effect until an election of representatives shall have intervened. The end of the reading of the Constitution of the United States by the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Would you join Water of Life Boys with songs recorded by Water of Life in 07, led by Terry Bye and Kathy Bye in worshiping God. Amen.
Once I'm alone, I'm so crazy.
invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.